Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. We've been looking at the subject of true happiness, and we have discovered that true happiness is the byproduct of a manner of life, the Christian life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, and you've made Him Lord of your life, and you're following His instructions for your life, then you will enjoy true happiness. But even when you have come to that point, things can come in to destroy your happiness, to interrupt it, to mar it in one way or another. Things can come in that destroy your testimony, that hinder your ability to serve the Lord. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ, in talking to His disciples, touched on many subjects that could be considered in that light. In earlier talks, I identified worry and an unforgiving attitude and strife in your life and discouragement and fear of the future and addiction. These are all things the Lord referred to in the Sermon on the Mount. Let me identify three more things that he mentions. And remember that later in these talks, I'll be looking at some of the most common of these things and looking at what Scripture says as to how we should avoid them. But the next one I identify is being judgmental. That can come in and upset your life, spoil your relationships with other people, and interrupt your true happiness. Jesus warned against that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7 and verses 1 to 4. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. It'll come back on you. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank in your own eye? We can be so busy looking at other people and judging their lives that we miss out noticing that our lives are worse than theirs. Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye"? The Lord does not intend us to be judgmental. God is the only judge. Then, wrong doctrine. How that can spoil a life. Getting things wrong and teaching wrong things. That can bring disruption into your life. How many Christian lives have been spoiled and are being spoiled by a wrong view of things and trying to enforce a wrong view of things? Jesus warned against this in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verses 17 to 20. Do not think that I came to destroy the law and the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. People think we don't have the law any longer. But Scripture makes it plain that the law is good and the law is spiritual. It's a matter of applying it the proper way. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. They had many doctrines, but they'd got them wrong. They were applying them in a wrong way. And the third thing I mention for this brief talk is hypocrisy. How that can destroy a person's life and a Christian's peace. The Lord mentions it more than once in the Sermon on the Mount. And chapter 6, verses 1 to 18 show just how concerned he was about it, that he devoted so many words to it. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Oh, they have a reward here. Lasts for a little time. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask. In this manner, therefore, pray. And what a beautiful prayer the Lord gives here as a model. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The Lord had a lot to say about hypocrisy. In what I had mentioned earlier of being judgmental, he links that with hypocrisy as well. For in chapter 7 and verse 5 he says, "Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." So there are things that can come in, if you let them, and destroy your peace, destroy your enjoyment of true happiness, destroy your testimony. hinder your ability to serve the Lord. What have we seen so far? We've seen 9 things. Worry, an unforgiving attitude, strife in your life, discouragement, fear of the future, addiction, being judgmental, having wrong doctrine, or being a hypocrite. In the next little talk, I'll give the last 3 of these hindering things, and then we'll get down to looking at a few of them in detail. May the Lord bless you.